3, 2, 1. Oh my God, that's cold. Ooh. Welcome back to You Betcha Radio Podcast, coldest podcast in all the Midwest. I'm Miles, You Betcha Guy, here with Ryan, the t-shirt guy. We are presented by Ice Mountain, and we are back, and we are live, and we are here in the studio ready to rock and roll. Guys, I am back from vacation better than ever. Ryan?
Jet lagged all fuck or not?
I knew I'm coming out of it a little bit. I was jet lagged yesterday, but I'm getting better now.
Out of your stupor.
Yep, exactly. And we talked about me and Ryan's bet on the regular podcast, right? Or was that just Patreon?
Oh, you started on the regular. Patreon. Talked about it on Patreon. And yeah, so the regular audience doesn't know about it.
Okay, well, guys, me and Ryan had a bet, so if you want to find out about the bet that him and I had, you got to go listen to Patreon this week.
I did pay last too. Week. I paid.
Well, now they know you lost.
Yeah.
Well, they don't know the bet, though.
No fucking tease whatsoever.
That's a Patreon thing.
But
it's a Patreon.
I'm trying to think of, there was something I was supposed to talk about on the podcast that I forgot about that Ann told me to talk about. So maybe I'll text her and Jared can introduce the first segment.
Yeah. Stuff we do that our wives should think is impressive.
Nailed it, Jared. Yes.
Oh, so you fucking actually
wives
crushed
should think that
one.
Was impressive.
Yeah. Stuff we do that our wives should think is impressive.
Yeah. And they just don't for some reason.
Sometimes it doesn't even get acknowledged.
I know. It makes me sad. My first one on the list. When I make a really cool catch or a really cool throw of something in the house, she doesn't think it's impressive.
Mm. Yeah, like sinking, like if you're throwing a bottle away
in
the garbage can, like right here. Mm-hmm. You want to zoom out, Jared, you can.
Oh, sorry.
You better make it now. A lot of buildup.
Let's see.
Can you get the garbage can in the camera?
You could do Tyler's cam.
This is bad radio.
Do you want me to move the garbage
just
can?
Just take out your phone and record it on your phone.
Okay.
There we go.
Sorry about that, Jared.
This is about what? So 8-yard throw?
So you're saying when you do this, Tyler?
Yep.
Damn it!
It went
if
behind.
It was against the wall, I would have made that, which honestly was impressive that I made it behind it.
0 for 2.
Oh, hey, I was drinking that one.
Not anymore.
I was drinking full beer.
Full beer, yeah.
Cash!
I tried to go for the bank.
So that
not
was
5 o'clock yet.
Guys, you see that? That was impressive.
I think it is.
I thought it was.
I'm trying to think of what, like, but my wife hucked something at me yesterday, like, to just give it to me, and I fucking nabbed it.
Reflex
caught. Yeah.
She didn't react.
Just like, so I had to make, I'm like, did you just see me catch that?
Yeah.
And there was nothing.
Like,
I got
nothing. I'll be playing football in the yard with my kids making sick one-handed grabs and she doesn't say shit.
Yeah, I feel that.
God.
Or in the same vein of throwing at something, have you ever been like bringing like something up to your mouth and it falls out of your hand and then you catch it again before it hits the ground?
It's athletic. Mm-hmm. Especially at our age. It's athleticism.
Yeah, and you got to like check to see if you have webs because your spidey sense caught that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My kid fell off a chair the other day and I caught him with my leg. Like I softened the blow by catching him with my leg. It's just a dad thing.
Did you get a pat on the back?
Didn't get anything.
Super dad.
They should think that's impressive.
Dad reflexes is what we should just call it.
Mm-hmm. Dad flexes.
I would agree with that. One thing that I think that my wife should think is impressive is when I successfully whistle back a trailer.
Yeah. I had that one on the list.
I mean,
I don't think they don't understand.
It's how do we get our wives to understand the art of backing up a trailer and the sacredness that it involves?
So we got to stop coming to their rescue when they need to back up a trailer.
My wife is never in a
mine
situation
isn't
she needs to
manufacture one where she's got to back up a trailer and don't bail her out. Let her try to do it. And then she'll respect it.
I don't know what situation I would get her in that she needs to back up a trailer.
Okay, you hook up your truck to the trailer, leave it at your house. I'll pick you up, bring you to work, and be like, hey, Ann, can you put the trailer in the garage before I get home today? And then just see what happens.
Well, I don't want to harm my house. So maybe I'll like, hey, honey, I hooked a trailer up to your car. And
good luck getting to work.
And I filled your car with a bunch of shit. So when you go to Target today, you're going to have to just throw all your stuff in the back of the trailer.
Yeah. So yeah, if she pulls into the garage then and you hook a trailer up, she has to back it up.
To shut the garage.
Yeah. Right. So, I mean, that's not a bad option at all.
Not a bad option.
Yeah, we'll manufacture some sort of scenario where they have to use back up a trailer.
And then they'll get it. Mm-hmm. And then they'll be like, oh my God, let's go inside.
Let's go inside and look at trailer sales.
Trailer will be the only thing backing up.
You can hitch my trailer anytime.
That's good.
In that same vein, I think another one is my wife.
Yeah.
I think my wife should find it impressive if I last more than 2 minutes, but apparently not.
Fucking preach.
I mean, that in itself is impressive.
Retweet.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, even just, yeah, over 200 seconds is like,
that's good.
That's impressive.
That's
yeah.
Sick. Sicko
that's
mode.
Sick. Yeah, absolutely, Jared. Sicko mode.
So.
Yeah,
that one doesn't really need explaining. I think we all get that one.
Yeah, everyone's down on their head right now.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Something that I do that I think my wife should think is impressive is flipping pancakes in the pan or flipping an omelet without having to use a spatula. Mm-hmm.
It's hard to do.
It really is. Not only you got to get like the jerk of it correct to like flip it up the side, mm-hmm. but you also have to have the catch right.
And the amount of times I've fucked up a good egg on the flip.
Flipping eggs? Like oh, just yeah. regular
like
eggs?
Like if I'm trying to do like a nice runny yolk, but both a fried egg runny yolk situation, I want to flip it. Because I don't want to do just sunny side up. I want both sides of my egg fried, but I want the yolk still a little runny.
No, I'm with you. That's how I cook my eggs too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, why don't you just use a spatula though?
Yeah,
because it's cooler if you. Yeah, it should cool. be impressive. If now, you
that also caught that. You also need light hands for that too, because if yeah. it just slaps down mm-hmm. On the pan, it's gonna
yolk's fucked.
Now
I don't think you've ever done that, to be honest.
What?
Flip an egg without a spatula.
I've done it like once or twice. I try it every single time.
And that's what makes it impressive.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I will have okay. to say, my wife actually would think that was impressive because she likes to do that with a pan full of hash browns.
Oh.
Which I actually think is really impressive.
That's like all, yeah.
They get them all flying up in the air.
Well, she literally just does one flip. So it's like she'll just go boom and it'll go like a foot in the air and come down.
Yeah. Hell if you let yeah. them crisp up enough on the one side, it'll just become like one big yeah. fucking hash brown pancake.
And the first time she pulled it out, I was like
blown away.
What?
So what she think is impressive if you can do it? Because she can already do it. So it's not.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Then it's like this whole judgment of mm-hmm. did you do it as good as I can mm-hmm. do it? Which yeah. is a whole nother can of worms.
I'll even just like I'll grab the pancake with the spatula and then just like flick it up and down multiple times. And I can't even get
catch it behind your back.
Yeah.
The legs.
I can't even get any reaction out of that.
That's a shame.
Your
you
kid though gotta be amazed.
My kid. Oh, he's I haven't
like, his kid's like, he's a fucking wizard.
all this stuff that we're yeah. complaining that our wives don't think are impressive, our kids do.
Kids yeah. for sure do.
Yeah.
For sure. It's
the kids are kind of like that meme of the cow staring at someone that walks over the cattle, like
the cattle guard,
cattle yeah. thing, and he's like, "How the fuck did he not die?"
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going through every single. He's a wizard. He has magic. He just flipped that.
It's not the wand. It's the wizard.
Yeah.
Same. Hey, same thing. My wife doesn't think it's impressive when I steal her nose. or randomly find something behind her ear. She doesn't think that's impressive, but kids do.
Yeah.
She says,
I could just skip down the hallway and my kid would think it's amazing. Like,
fuck yeah.
How is he moving his legs in that formation? Yeah.
The shadow boxing is uncanny.
What about you, Jared?
Or the fake throw will always get them. You know, you throw it and they turn around and then you put it behind your back. That
yeah.
gets... My wife doesn't think that's funny at all.
100% of the time.
Ryan.
Yep.
You know what? This is a real thing. My wife does not think it's impressive when I will take a full bottle of water and chug the whole thing in one thing.
I would disagree with her. I've done it many times, especially the squirt bottle.
Yeah.
Go, 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 go,
Wow, that was full too.
Sink it.
Oh, that would have been sick.
It went in. Not on video.
The first part was impressive. The second part wasn't. But that's a real thing. I will take a full bottle of Ice Mountain and just slam the whole thing in one shot. And she's just, she kind of looks at me and is like, was that necessary? And then I say, necessary.
Necessary for me to drink the whole bottle?
No, but it's sterile and I like the taste.
You ever do the, not with the nipple bottles, but like the regular 12 ounce bottles where you crush it into your mouth?
Oh yeah, I've crushed some stuff into my mouth before. And mostly Ice Mountain bottles.
Yep.
Sometimes I'll suck so hard the bottle will go through the hole into my mouth.
Turn it you inside out.
Turn it inside out.
I'll turn it inside out. That's how much I suck down Ice Mountain. I'll suck the guts right out of that fucker. Fricker.
You don't think we're serious about water, you're fucking wrong.
Freaking wrong.
You're freaking wrong, you fricker.
So guys, next time that you want to stick it to your wife, just slam a bottle of Ice Mountain and then do a huge burp in her face and say, that was impressive. I'm going upstairs.
She's probably not impressed because wives never drink any goddamn water.
That is true. We do need to start a PSA to all the wives out there. Drink more water. That you don't have a headache.
Ice Mountain's next campaign should be hydrate your wife. Do buy one, get one water bottles.
It really should. Buy one, get one. One for you, one for her.
Yeah.
You should start slamming Stanley's of Ice Mountain just to show her how impressive that is.
You should see me turn one of those inside out.
Jesus, I don't know what. I don't know if I want to know what else you can turn inside out.
You don't. So, guys. Show off in front of people. Slam a whole bottle in one go. And your wife won't be impressed, but we will.
Mine would be like working the remote. So like when we watch something like on DVR and like perfectly skimming through like the commercials to get back to the show. Mm,
that is good.
Being on being on volume duty at all times, like volume spikes. That's me. Like if I'm laying in bed watching TV, I have the remote with my with my thumb on the volume at all times.
See, like this could be
that's kind of an insane move.
It's impressive though.
I respect it.
Because commercials especially can like the sound just sometimes spikes out of nowhere.
Especially on streaming services like Hulu Live or YouTube TV. Boom. Yeah.
Yeah.
The commercial audio is not balanced well.
Yeah.
Or every time I'm doing that and a gunshot goes off on the TV, I always scramble in to find the remote. Yeah. So maybe I do need to adopt the one finger on the volume at all times.
Yeah. So I think I told you guys this off pod, but I was at the dentist the other day and they don't do regular TV on the dentist TVs anymore. It was Amazon Prime. So they said, here, pick something to watch. And so I picked Grown Ups 2. Because I thought it was the most background noise movie that I could possibly have. And there's a scene where that's a bunch of ladies at a yoga studio and the creepy janitor comes in and he's like, hey, the instructor told me to warm you guys up. So he's doing a fake warm up. So these ladies' boobs are just bouncing all over the place. And I'm in the dentist chair with the screen 6 inches from my face and waiting for the Novocaine to kick in. And I'm like scrambling for the remote on the fucking dentist tray. So no one comes in there and thinks I'm just perving out to yoga boobs.
You should just close your eyes pretend you're sleeping.
Yeah.
That never happens to me because I never have to wait for Novocaine because I don't have to do any dental work whatsoever.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you just raw dog all your...
No, I don't.
All your procedures.
I've never had a procedure in my mouth once ever.
Really?
Well, then get my wisdom teeth out, but that's surgery, not a procedure.
I still got all four of mine.
Yeah. Really? Yeah, yeah.
You put, think you'd be smarter then?
That's actually kind of a good one because it was so dumb.
That's another thing. Dad jokes.
Yeah, they don't like them. Sad.
Unimpressed.
Very.
I think another thing that my wife should think is impressive is slamming like 15 beers with the guys.
I agree.
Or even like there was one time I was like, yeah, I put on a clinic. Like I remembered the all the details, right? Of like me and two buddies, we all, each of us put down a 30 rack in one day. and she was not impressed.
Probably the opposite of impressed.
Yeah.
Almost, would she have been
almost disgusted? And yeah. I was very confused. Drinking 30 beers in a day is an unbelievable
thing. Yes, it is.
Like, even if you don't like the fact that someone drank 30 beers and they're just being a drunk ass, it's still impressive.
Very.
Mm-hmm. And then to go on a step further, one of the guys that that day that also drank a 30 rack, he seemed to be unfazed by drinking 30 beers, and that was like the next level of impressive.
He prestiged.
Yeah.
There are people like that, though, that are like, they're blacked out but seem completely normal. Mm-hmm. They're enigmas.
We should start, anytime we start doing this stuff, guys, we got to start like a Boy Scout badge system for ourselves.
Yeah.
You know what? Like, men should have their own Boy Scout badge system mm-hmm. for doing impressive things.
Yeah, like we get them on video games. We get badges for doing cool shit on video games. Why shouldn't we get them in real life?
Hey, guys, this weekend I backed up a trailer and then boom, I get a badge. Mm-hmm.
You're kind of like a motorcycle gang. You like got to do certain shit like to patches. Get your patches. Yeah.
Yeah. And get the regular badge and then you get like stripes below it for every single time that you do
every
it.
Every 30 rack you
prestige.
House.
It looked like my Letterman in high school, just littered with badges.
Somebody on Patreon said that we should all just wear our Letterman's jacket on a Patreon episode.
Wait, I don't have a Letterman.
Really?
Or a Letterman? Mm-hmm. I have a Letterman.
No, it's a Letterman. Yeah, yeah.
You got a Letterman.
You can just bring your Letterman and we'll wear our Letterman.
Yeah, those are.
That would be very funny.
Yeah.
Lettermans are dumb.
I don't disagree. I got mine my senior year. And it was the first time I could tell that my dad was like really excited to give me a gift. I did not want a Letterman. So I was just like, thank you. I can wear this for 4 months.
Because where do you even get them at? Does the school give them to you? Or do you got to
get them at a sporting goods store? Just,
okay. Yeah. And then the school gives you like your patches to sew on as you earn them.
Yeah. My senior photos are going to look so sick. Yeah.
I did not wear mine in my senior pictures.
I got, not to brag, I got one when I was a freshman, so I wore it for 4 years.
Well, I got a letter and stuff.
Well, I mean,
grade.
Anyone can buy a Letterman's jacket.
Well, you got to get your letter.
Yeah, but you could still just go buy a Letterman's jacket.
It would be hilarious if
but I had a letter on mine.
I'm sure the sporting goods store would just sew a letter on for you, too.
It would be hilarious if somebody bought one in, that did never letter. They were just wearing it letterless.
Yeah. Letterless jacket.
A letter boy jacket instead of a letterman's jacket.
It's like, well, yeah, it's easy to get a letterman's jacket. You just go buy it, you know?
I think my wife should be more impressed when I do household chores that I never usually do. Like, if you catch
like
me,
if
I make the bed, that should be impressive. I never fucking make the bed.
My wife would actually be a little annoyed.
Mm. Because you didn't do it right.
She wouldn't. No.
No.
You're trying to convince yourself.
Annoyed if
that.
You made the bed.
Well, like, I made the bed the other day.
Because she doesn't make the bed either, is kind of what I was getting at. She's not necessarily going to think it's that impressive. She would more so be like, either like, what'd you do wrong? Or like, that's not going to help you get laid. Or be like, what? Did you like hit your head? Those are the three options. Like, do we need to take to the emergency room currently?
Did you watch that one Navy SEAL video that guy speak at graduation? Or you guys remember that video?
The
number one thing to do, make your bed in the morning. See, I make the bed every day because I'm the last one to leave the house.
I know, because you're a total fucking spaz.
I'm the last one to leave the house too, and I never make the bed. And like the rare times I do make the bed, I kind of do it shittily. But the other day I made the bed and like did it nice where I even like folded the tops of the covers. Yeah, she didn't say shit.
How you do one thing is how you do everything though. If you do it if you make the bed shittily, you're just going to do everything shittily.
Or do it smartly. So number one, I'm going to get into it later.
No, yeah, you're completely right.
So why build it up to just tear it down? Number two is I saw a TikTok somewhere that it's actually good to not make your bed right away. Because then all your body heat from the last night gets trapped if you make the bed, and it can make your sheets more unsanitary. So it's actually good to not make your bed, so then it airs out.
Your algorithm is dialed. That's a fun spin zone for you.
I just don't know how true that is.
And then you can do the fate thing, like instead of like running for the airplane, like I'm not going to make my bed because it's not fate.
You know? Yeah.
Fate didn't make me.
I'm not gonna bow to my bed like that. I'm not gonna kiss the ring of my bed.
It's not fate.
It's not fate. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. One thing that our wives should think is impressive is like being able to buy them a gift without them giving us any ideas on what.
Yeah.
Because that, I mean, like, that takes pure skill.
I mean, I think my wife, if I did that, would think that was impressive, though. I think she would be impressed.
True. Well,
yes. That's
a good point.
So now you're just saying stuff that our wives think are impressive.
I mean, it's two people out of the entire.
I know, but so I don't know. I think your wife would be impressed by that.
I don't really think she would.
Hmm.
Because she even says throughout the year, she'll like make hints at stuff that she does like that.
You're saying that she actually would be more impressed if you bought her something that she did tell you she wanted.
No.
So your wife just isn't impressed by gifts whatsoever then.
Well, no, she's impressed if I get her a gift that like something that, this is a sweet gift that she had never dropped a hint at.
Yeah, but the segment is stuff that doesn't impress them.
So you just said that does impress them.
Oh, fuck.
Making a bunch of money, my wife thinks impressive. Her pregnant, she was impressed by that. Taking her on vacation.
Running that one through my head, it checked out perfectly.
Yeah, I get it. We're in the weeds already in this segment. My wife doesn't think it's impressive when I can guess the end of the movie. She hates it, actually. Not only does she think it's unimpressive, she fucking hates when I do it.
My wife's the opposite. She looks up the end of the movie before we watch it.
Yeah,
I hate that. Show.
Does she tell you it?
If I ask.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
I don't understand that at all. What's the point?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Psychotic, almost.
It's like watching a football game. You know the results.
Right.
That would be sweet if you were betting on it, though.
My wife also doesn't think it's impressive when I can pump out a poop in like 3 minutes and be clean, you know?
Mine doesn't think it's impressive when I can take a 20-minute poop.
Yeah, that either.
Yeah.
Basically, she's not impressed by me pooping whatsoever. Yeah.
You can pump a 3-minute shit out?
It's kind of like the morning I woke up at 6 a.m. randomly to watch Michael Strahan get launched into orbit. It happens about once a year. You know, it's just everything lines up.
There's a
squatty potty in the bathroom. Whatever you ate the previous 2 days just aligned everything perfectly. It comes out clean.
It's one wipe, nothing there,
and you're out.
I mean, I get that, but even so, wouldn't you just want to sit there for like another minutes and just like.
Yeah, I mean.
Lie a little bit.
But
look around.
Yeah, but it's like one time you're like. This is, happens once a year, and then I got all this. I got an extra 17 minutes in my day now. You know, you're talking about season of the day, fucking carpe diem over here, and you're telling me I should sit there for 17 minutes.
Per diem.
Well, I mean, especially if you're up at
I have a kid, I think that'll change. But yeah, she doesn't think that's impressive at all.
Yeah.
She also doesn't think it's impressive when I can be completely disorganized but know where everything is.
That is a good one. Because like I get upset when she moves my disorganization.
Correct.
And
it's impressive how unorganized we are, but we know where everything is. My dad was also the king of this.
Yeah.
His desk in our basement there were so many papers, but then he would just like lift a couple up and then boom, snag that one out of there. Mm-hmm. And then my mom would come and clean it up a little bit and he'd be fucking pissed.
That's how I am with my tools. Like Becca, she'll need a flathead screwdriver and she's looking where the tool should be. And they're like, no, it's not there. It's actually in a drawer over here.
It's in the go bag.
Yep.
That happens with me with drill bits. It's like I have a few drill bits in the junk drawer. I got some in the closet, some in the garage, and you just got to know where they are, which is impressive in its own.
Yeah. Not once have I ever told her, like, yeah, the flathead screwdriver is actually in a separate drawer over here. Not once she'd be like, wow, how did you know that? She'd be like, why the fuck is it over there?
A more recent thing. So I'll every once in a while, I'll spend a weekend playing video games.
Mm-hmm.
And when I beat a level, she couldn't care less.
I was gonna say
that sucks.
Video games, yeah. They don't care about video games whatsoever.
I feel like it's a trailer, same as a trailer situation. Yeah. Just, you got to put them in that scenario.
You're playing Madden, you know, your guy makes a one-handed catch, mm-hmm. and you go to the replay. And you're playing and doesn't care at all.
One that's very recent. My wife didn't give a shit that I got 14 out of the 16 for the Sweet 16 in March Madness. Mm. She didn't
really
care.
That's impressive.
It all fell to shit after last night, but I thought that was impressive and she did not care.
Yeah, you're not a basketball guy.
Nope.
Yeah, like anything sports related, really.
Yeah.
I think it's impressive.
Yep.
Yeah, lifting weights is another one. I think she kind of I'll be like, oh, I lifted this much weight today. And then she's just like, oh, cool.
Yeah. My wife was a power lifter in high school, so she'd think it's sweet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But I have tried the technique of like, that'd be like me putting two of you on my back and squatting that five times. And then she's kind of like, oh, yeah, I guess that is
sure
a lot.
That's good.
She'd be like, no, that's actually not a lot of weight if it's two of me.
Yeah, yeah, and then you get into the weeds of talking about
it. Oh, dude, it was a lot of weight. It was like 1.5 U's.
Dig yourself a hole.
My wife does not think it's sweet at all when I discover a shortcut. Like if I find a new route to work that's short, like 2 minutes shorter, she doesn't think that's impressive, and I love it.
What's the most recent shortcut that you found to your doomsday bunker?
Not gonna tell you.
So you're going down Highway 10.
Nope.
What's the shortcut from Highway 10?
You gotta
10?
Stay off of me. You gotta take highways.
I thought
I was gonna get him there, Jared. Yeah. I thought I was gonna get him.
Okay, well, at least we ain't going on Highway 10 then.
No,
well,
that's how I need to think. It's off of Highway 10 for sure.
Wait, no, he said you gotta stay off major highways.
Oh,
she's taking back roads.
Especially, so we talked about this and I said there was more likely like an invasion scenario. I need to clarify. It's more likely a martial law scenario where everything's on lockdown and people are against people like us.
You know, for the listeners who don't know what martial law is, will you explain?
It's basically when local governments take over because we're in a period of chaos.
Anarchy.
Martial law, like the police take over, essentially. Like, they're supposed to.
Your rights are pretty much waived.
Yep.
Gotcha. So you think that that's more likely than...
than North Dakota getting invaded by a foreign force.
What about zombies?
I don't think that's super likely.
Okay, but as a prepper that you are, prepping isn't just for one scenario. It's for all scenarios.
I'm a selective prepper.
Okay. One of those snooty preppers, then, I guess.
A la carte.
Yep.
who scoffs at the option of a zombie apocalypse.
My wife doesn't think the amount of plans I have for the apocalypse is impressive at all.
I don't think it's impressive either, Tyler. I'm going to be honest with you. I should say I do think it's impressive, but I don't think it's necessary.
That's fair.
That's a better way to say it.
Yeah,
it
is my wife impressive. Doesn't think either.
It is impressive how you're doing it silently, too. Like, I don't even want to know some of the stuff that you have planned that you just haven't revealed to us.
That's good.
But you want to have it and not need it versus not have it and need it.
Perfect. Thanks, Ryan. You nailed
it. Peace of mind.
I hope I never have to use any of that stuff.
I started, my brain was going wild after we talked about that.
Yeah.
My wife doesn't think it's impressive. When she's watching The Bachelor in episode one, I'll walk into the room, watch it for 10 minutes and go, that girl wins. And then I end up being right. She doesn't think that's impressive at all.
I mean, that's kind of like the guessing the ending of the movie.
Yeah. Thing. It's like, what? Come on, dude. That was.
Can you do that on every season?
I haven't done it every season, but they at least make it to like the top three.
Yeah. This year I did exactly what you said when they did the intros. I was like, she's going to win it. She got second.
Yeah. It's just whoever's the biggest boobs.
Yeah.
I mean, most of the time it is just the most conventionally good looking person that's there. Mm-hmm. And that also doesn't scream, I have tons of daddy issues, ends up winning. So if you can just identify early who's not insane, they usually make it to the top three.
How many do they usually start with?
30-ish.
Damn.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of daddy issues.
Yeah, but you also can sort through a bunch
30,
of them.
Yeah, 30 daddy issues.
But you also can sort through them because there's a lot of them that don't get airtime. So like probably like 10 of them you can eliminate away.
Yeah, night one, there's one person that gets an interview that gets booted and that's it. Yeah. The rest are just people you haven't even seen.
Okay. I have to try that.
Sounds like a good show.
So wait, what's this show called?
I'm gonna write it down.
My wife doesn't think anything I do in the golf world is impressive. It sucks.
She doesn't think it's impressive. She's more relieved when I do well on the golf course because I come home happier.
Yeah. I mean, when things go bad,
she's like, okay, well, the rest of the fucking day is shot because he's going to be pissed off.
I always get like a pity. Like if I come home, like, hey, I birdied holes 1 and 2 today. She's like, oh, good job, honey.
My wife would go, well, what the fuck happened on the rest of the world?
Thank God. Thank God.
Bogeyed.
Yeah. Bogeyed the rest of them.
Got pissed on one.
Hey, birdie's first two and you bogey the rest. Still pretty decent score.
Started off 2 under.
You're shooting in the 80s then, I think, are you?
88.
Carry the one.
Yeah, so, not a math guy.
14 over.
1686.
Yeah, that's a pretty good score, actually.
Not bad.
I'm impressed.
I mean,
just on the front nine.
Yeah.
Now imagine how good we would all feel if they just added one stroke to every hole. How awesome golf would be.
Right? Fucking great.
Par fours, fives, and sixes. We would all be pretty fucking good.
Imagine if you got to decide the par on every hole. I think this 145 yard par 3 should actually be a par 5 today.
Hey, for you guys is a little page you guys do.
Miles doesn't think it's impressive.
He doesn't. It's called the Double Bogey Show. Can we talk about podcast?
For you guys is a cute little side project.
Is that like a school thing?
So you guys a little hobby project you do on the side that you get way overpaid for. you could do a par dice game where every hole you roll a dice to see what the par is on that hole.
That would be fun.
That's a good idea.
I'll add that to the list.
That's a good idea.
That's a really good idea by me.
1 through 6.
Yeah. And then see what your score is at the end.
Shoot, it sucked to get long par 5, roll 2.
Yeah, I get a fucking par 6 on a par 3.
That would be sick.
I'm writing it down. You guys keep talking.
Or not. I'm just trying to think of other things my wife should think is impressive. I mean, me putting the Christmas lights up just seamlessly straight across the... Tight lines, tight bulbs.
I think if someone's got tight lines and tight bulbs on their Christmas lights, it's very impressive to me.
Especially when there's snow on the roof and it's a little bit slippery and I can do it. I can get tight lines, tight bulbs without falling off the roof.
Yeah, you're like Clark Griswold.
Well, exactly. I actually would venture to say he didn't get them very tight. If you watch the movie, it's kind of got loose lines, loose bulbs.
Yeah, mine are tight lines, tight bulbs.
This is more of a volume game than it was a precision.
It's definitely quantity over quality.
Now, quantity is also impressive. If you did a Clark Griswold and every piece of your house had lights on it, that would also be impressive.
Be kind of sick, actually.
Just a different game.
Looks playing. Horrible.
Just a big
day,
light
though.
Blanket. Yeah.
All the green lines.
So, what about you, Jared? You got any other ones?
That was the video game thing and taking out the garbage when not asked. It's another one.
Above and beyond duties.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Jared.
I don't think they think it's above and beyond duties.
No, definitely not.
But like, if I load the dishwasher, run the dishwasher, and there's still like 5 dishes that are dirty that wouldn't fit, and I wash them by hand, I think it's a little impressive. She wouldn't do that.
Something that my wife actually does think impressive is when I remember we have plans.
Mm.
Like if I'm like, if I text her in the morning and be like, what time do I need to be home for our dinner that we have planned with these people tonight? She's like, no shit. You remembered.
I, on accident, I don't know, it was probably Tuesday of this week. I had said, or of last week, I had said, well, what do we got anything going on this weekend? And it's Easter weekend. We have something on Saturday and Sunday. Just completely forgot.
Oof.
Oh, doghouse.
Yeah.
Sleeping on the couch after that.
So that was a tough one.
Yeah, I had not the same thing. I was in charge of coming up with the plan. And because like two grandmas asked for Easter dinner at the same time. And Becca's like, all right, can you deal with that and figure out what we're going to do? And then I didn't. And then yesterday, one of the grandmas called and it's like, what's the plan? She looks at me. She's like, you haven't fucking told them the plan yet.
Ooh. Oh, God. Hope you like the couch.
Yeah. Hope you like chicken for dinner because that's what you're having.
Drier than the desert.
That is not going to be wet.
She heard that segment and now she just doesn't make chicken.
No, I bet her chicken's great. I bet
it's not.
Why don't you tell her to face her fears?
No. She's like, well, if you don't like my chicken, I'm just not going to fucking make it for you.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
It sounds like you locked up the right girl. Yeah. Holds on to grudges.
Yep. No, what she should do is just throw the chicken in the oven and say, all right, whenever you want it done, you take it out.
Medium rare.
Yeah. Chicken's one of them. You can have medium.
You can have a little pink in the middle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When I was on vacation, there are two spring/winters ago, I was in California, same place. Went to a restaurant the next day. I got like food poisoning of some sort. I don't know what it could have just been a regular flu, but it was coming out of both ends and it ruined my whole vacation. So then the joke was that restaurant gave me, you know, the sickness. So then this time they were all like, well, we can't go here because Miles got sick, whatever. And I looked him sore in the eyes. I said, I got to face my fears. We're going back to that fucking restaurant.
Were you nervous?
And then we did.
Or the back
got
cheese.
A salad.
Yeah.
And then I woke up the next day with a gout flare up.
Oh,
so now the next time that I go, yeah, I'm gonna conquer my fear.
It's a trilogy.
I'm gonna eat there every fucking night.
It's getting worse though.
No, the coming out of both ends was way worse. It's getting better. So hopefully next time I just get like a hangnail or something like that.
From the table.
Paper cut on the menu or something like that.
Yeah. Something easy.
They drop tricks on you.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I just get a lap full of margarita.
Yeah. Or just like a self-induced hangover.
Hey, but then
like,
the margarita's on them.
There. I'm way too hungover.
That place gave you a headache.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping for next time.
Headache. Ouch.
Well, should we take a break? You know what's impressive to me?
Go on.
Going to Holiday gas stations and only getting three.
Oh, turkey, sausage, egg, and cheese flatbread.
Only getting three of those. If you can.
Self-control.
Yeah, big self-control time, yeah. And only get three of them.
You also save some for the rest of us, you know?
That is true. You're thinking about the next guy coming through.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And so this.
Turkey, sausage, egg, and cheese flatbread, which has 14 grams of protein and only 300 calories.
Hell yeah, dude.
Only 300 calories?
Mm-hmm.
That is something that I'm impressed by.
Yeah, I mean,
that they were able to jam all that flavor and deliciousness into only 300 calories.
Mm-hmm.
Jam all that protein in there.
Yeah, turkey's great.
Jam all those flatbreads in there. Flatbread is just pizza, right?
That's flat.
Yeah, what is it, pizza flat? There's just no crust. It's a crustless pizza. So if you're worried about like, oh, flatbread sounds fancy, just call it a crustless pizza. So say it again now with that verbiage.
Turkey, sausage, egg, and cheese crustless
pizza.
Yeah, nailed it.
Damn, like a breakfast pizza. 300 calories.
A crustless breakfast pizza.
Yeah, crustless breakfast pizza. Yeah. Mm.
So, guys, if you're hungry and you're looking for only 300 calories, which Ryan is, he's been trying to watch his figure lately.
And if you want to load up on protein.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
well, for sure. Still only consuming 300 mm-hmm. calories.
Good for gains.
Great for gains. It's also two of them. It's 28 grams.
It's also great for my goal to eat 35 less calories a day to lose 3 pounds in a year.
Yeah.
So I'm glad I'm able to add that to my repertoire.
Well, yeah, if you get three of them, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
It's a full day.
Mm-hmm. Yep, because usually I eat 935 calories
yeah.
on a normal basis, but now I'm only eating 900 and I'm on my way.
It's a very normal diet.
mm-hmm. Turkey, sausage, egg, too. And cheese, biscuit, flatbread.
No biscuit.
Is there egg and cheese on it, though?
Yep.
Yeah, I knew that. So, guys, get your low-cal sausage, turkey, egg, cheese, crustless pizza at holiday gas stations. All right, so Ann texted me back. She reminded me of something that happened on my trip that I need to discuss with you guys. Why are rental car companies so poorly run?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
You don't think waiting in line for an hour and a half to get the car you didn't sign up for online is inefficient?
It's unbelievable, is it not? They never know what cars are in the lot. They never... They have to have an inventory of cars they own, correct? And they have to know exactly where they are at any point. Why can't the people at the desk get that information from them?
Mm-hmm. And it's always like less than three people working.
Yeah. So I showed up to the airport. I luckily, as most white people say, looks like we beat the rush. So I beat the rush.
Got here at the right time.
Yeah. Good thing I didn't stop to pee before I walked over here. Because quite literally it lined up right after me. But I still had five or six people ahead of me. And I'm watching... Sitting there, you know, as you're waiting in line, you're kind of like, as stuff's happening, you kind of look around at the other people waiting and you kind of give like a little like catch eye roll to the other guy. And then he gives you an eye roll like, Jesus Christ. So we're doing that. I finally get up to the kiosk because it is nice. It is a sigh of relief, though, when there's a big line that stacks up and then a person comes from the back room to also help.
Oh, that's great.
That's huge.
I also know,
I almost think that they only stock a few people up front, so then you can get that sigh of relief.
Yeah.
Like they may have 15 people waiting back there.
It's like a bullpen.
Yeah. But they do it.
You got walkout songs.
To like manage your expectations a little bit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's the racket they're doing. But again, that would require way too much planning on their part, and they don't plan dick. Like their whole job is logistics, and they just said, you know what? We could plan and we could keep track of stuff, but let's just watch the world burn and not do that.
Well, it's like when you book it online too, there's a lot of questions you answer to get a specific vehicle. What's the point of those if when you show up, they just ignore every question you answered?
I know. So I get up to the thing. The guy, you know, probably mid-20s, late-20s, smoking and joking a little bit. I did all my stuff online. So mine's a little quicker than like the old folks that are like, we need a car. Or I called and talked to someone and they should have a reservation, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to go through this fast. He goes, all right. And they always do this, like to act like they're doing you a huge favor. They're like, he goes, I'm going to find you something nice. And I wanted to be like, you shouldn't be having to find anything. There should be a car assigned to my reservation. Then he leaves.
Smoke break. You say he's smoking and joking.
And I'm not talking to the back room. He literally walked in front of the thing and walked out to the parking lot.
Just way to go find you something nice.
He had to do an ocular confirmation of what they had in the lot.
He had to just go see what they had in the lot. He didn't even know if he could get me something nice. He's just saying that to make me feel good. He's gone for 5 to 7 minutes. And then he comes back.
And that's a long time.
And then he comes back. I was a little nervous. No keys in hand. So then he comes back. He's like, all right, boss, which kind of pissed me off a little bit at this point. You'll call me boss.
Some people would like that, actually. You
know? All right, boss. we got a car for you, but it's coming from the other lot. And I'm like, how many lots you guys got?
Yeah.
So he's like, so then he just goes, so I'll just come find you when it's here. He was just going to let me go anywhere in the airport and he was going to go find me. So no wonder this is taking so long. Once you're taking reservations, which takes long, then you're having to, when the car does come up, go and find these people. So then I was like, all right, I'm going to go stand by that red sign over there. Okay. You come find me. And that happens. I get over to the red sign. Turns out this is like a doctor's office. Everyone, this is just a waiting room for people waiting for their cars. It was like, there was probably 30 people all waiting for their cars and people in red shirts running back and forth to the parking lot, this and that.
Hell yeah.
I waited for 45 minutes for my car. They must have went to the dealership and bought it.
Or there's like, hey, you just need to take this for a test drive for the next 13 days. Not ideal.
It was unbelievable. And while I'm waiting in line, because we had check bags, my pregnant wife, because I was on the reservation, I got to check in. And if I didn't get in line, it would have been another hour and a half. So I jump in line. We had four bags, two golf bags and two check bags. My pregnant wife, I'm watching her struggle with all of this stuff.
And you don't want to leave the red sign because you don't know when he's going
to
come.
No, this was before I even got to that point. We're traveling back in time a little. So then I'm trying to do like baseball signs to her to go get one of the carts that's over there. And even that's a shit show. It looks like a Walmart parking lot where there's just carts everywhere. Mm-hmm. There's no singular place to go get a cart. So she walks up. There's one just sitting there and walks up and the guy's like, oh no, that's someone's cart. And she's like looking around like, what?
Whose
cart? Do they just have like a quack quack cart back situation going on?
Like, fuck, if you can only reserve cars, like people can fucking reserve carts in the
airport. Yeah, it's like they got the cart systems even better than the car system.
Fighters keepers.
So then she goes and gets a cart and all that. And it was like, we got, you know, like you get into the airport, you fly in, you like show up early. You're like all excited. Let's go. I didn't show up early. An hour and a half later, leave the airport with the rental car.
I mean, if you think about it, the car rental industry shouldn't be hard. You put a tracker in the car. The person signs it.
I think legally you can't put trackers in cars.
But they own it.
But here's the thing. You know where they are picking it up and where they are dropping it off and how long.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. That itself is enough of a tracking system to know which cars are where at what time.
If anything, they should be able to like track, like I'm sure they can, but the flights coming in, like, okay, Mr. Montplaisir is 15 minutes ahead of schedule. Let's get the car ready. Well, to go.
They don't know you'd have to probably put in your airport reservation then because they're not connected.
But even without that, like the fact that they have to go out there and actually look at the cars with their eyes to know what's there is ridiculous. Like when a car gets returned, it should just go into a spreadsheet that this car is back.
But then
then they can look at the thing like, okay, this car's fucking back.
But then the other crazy part is it's up to the mood of whatever the person behind the desks is to decide which car you get.
Even though you
like, I've watched people grab like four keys and go, look at me like, he seems like a... He seems like he maybe want a Nissan.
Right. Whatever. Even if you, like, how many times have we signed up for a specific car, like on a work trip, and then not got that?
Well, now
car?
They just go Chevy Malibu or something similar is what they put on there.
That's
now,
where they're what they're coming from. You want to know what happened to me last time I rented a car? My What's wife and I. Right? They said you can just go pick whatever one's out of the lot.
They've done that to me too.
So I mean,
that's
like,
it. But again, what they're just making it worse for themselves,
right?
All it would take is one person, one rich guy who could afford to buy a fleet of cars, yeah, or a good banker, to start a car company that had good back end systems, and they would destroy every other rental car company in the world.
Yeah, they have that. It's called U-Haul.
U-Haul. They're dialed, I think.
They are. Every time I've ever rented a moving truck or been involved with a moving truck rental, it's been smooth and efficient every single time.
So we're looking right fucking at you, U-Haul. Get some cars. Get rid of the trucks. I don't rent trucks enough to be able to take the advantage of it. Get some cars. Get a fleet going. And let's pump people through this thing.
You've already got the infrastructure. U-Haul to U-Haul. People are dropping stuff off left and right. You've got the parking lot for it.
You ever thought about going to straight Turo?
I've done it. Not great.
We did it one time. Remember we found needles in the back seat?
Yeah, it was. It's a mess.
Yeah.
And if, because they will drop it off at a location, but like they can't really drop it off at the airport for you. Mm-hmm. So you then have to go from the airport. You have to take an Uber to your car.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Some random house.
Yeah. It's,
that's exactly what we did. I just had to like.
And Tyler got in the back and like pulled the like thing to like cup holder, and there was literally needles.
Yeah. Used needles.
In the car.
I might have been on Ozempic or something.
Never know.
I don't know
what we want to think. Or they should have like you should pay $200 extra and then like your rental car is on the tarmac right by the plane.
That would be phenomenal, actually, though.
like flying private, you just roll right up,
driving private. How come we don't hype that up as much? Like flying private, sick, but we drive private all the time.
It's true. Gas is a lot cheaper. Yeah. And it doesn't require a trained professional to do it.
Like, I'm going to tell people when I go on a road trip that I'm driving private.
Yeah. I'm going to start doing that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How you getting to the bar tonight? I'm driving private.
Wait, we talked about Uber, your driver by driver's license.
Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah. You're right.
But in a perfect world, it should be you get off your plane, you walk directly to the parking garage with all the rental cars, and you just, because we do it all online now, you should just be able to go through all the processes online. You walk up, they go, "Hello, Mr. Montpellier, here's your car, wee." They hand you the keys and you just go. Mm-hmm. And it's the exact one you sign up for online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And your mail's sitting in the front seat.
Mail's sitting in the front seat. Ice mountains in the console.
How's your mail in the car if you already opened it on the plane, Jared?
Yeah, you could even go a step further. They should even just put like what parking spot the car's in. So you roll up, you get your keys, and then you know exactly where you're going. It's kind of like trying to find something at like a hardware store that puts the aisle on there, wherever it's at.
Mm-hmm. How is flying post 9/11 easier and more efficient than getting a fucking car?
Well, I mean, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but it sounds like we need a catastrophic event to happen within the rental car community to change things.
Yeah.
Maybe like a rental
car. And I'm not saying that we should do that, but that's probably what it's going to take at this point.
You know,
I hope to God it doesn't happen and we can reform other ways, but that's the way we're headed.
We need a car rental Robin Hood to go in there and just exploit all the problems with this system until they fix them.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's stealing cars.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if the employees weren't skimming cars off the top. Yeah, that's why it's like sure. It is.
Yeah. I feel like each
one home. Yeah, like,
it's probably what's caused all the disarray is they just take one home every night and bring it back the next day.
That's what they get paid in. They get paid in cars.
Yeah.
Free gas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's always at least one pissed off customer at every like rental car booth.
Oh God.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when they're fucking clacking on the keyboard. Like, what are you typing in?
Yeah. I typed all of this in online when I signed up.
Let me get back there.
Should like each airline should just have its own car rental company, like Delta Car Rental or whatever. Tie it to your reservation.
That's not a bad idea.
Fucking it's right outside the door from baggage claim.
The other thing that I've noticed, because this last year, I feel like I've had a lot of rental cars that I've needed to get. This is going to go into the category of really minor inconveniences that if the rental car company could just do this, it would be sweet. But every time I get into a rental car now and you try and hook up your CarPlay or your phone to the car, it's always full from the previous people who drove the car.
Yeah. And then you got to go remove Kevin's iPhone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or there's some weird names on there. And it's just a minor inconvenience that I wish we could do away with. Why can't cars just have unlimited slots for phones?
Yeah. Or they do like a factory reset or something.
Would be nice, but I don't know. I don't know what it's going to take for these car companies to wake up and fucking figure it out. But
freaking.
And it's the problem is there's one big company that buys all the smaller rental car companies and makes them terrible too.
I think it's funny when old people get all upset. Like there's the long line, right, for Hertz. And then the Hertz employee pulls somebody over to the Enterprise counter and the old people are like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't think those are, that's a good
comparison. I don't know.
It's more budget, national.
I don't know who owns what.
Avis. Yeah.
You stay involved.
I don't either, yeah. Well, I think National, Budget, and Avis are all one company.
Horrible names, too.
So it is. The old people do are like, well, I don't have an Avis. We're all the same shit. It's like, well, why don't you just make a one rental car company? Then you fuck.
You fucking idiots.
It's harder to launder money under one.
But no one's talking about it. If any other industry acted like this, there would be riots.
Yeah. Imagine
if you went into a restaurant and you're like, I'll do the cheeseburger and fries. And they're like, okay, well, let me see what we got. And they ran back to the kitchen. Like, all we got is salmon and asparagus.
You're like, this one.
Yeah. So
it was like, think about ordering at McDonald's and you're just.
No,
like,
I actually got called over the phone and you confirmed that. Okay.
No, then they sit down to eat and then they come back to you.
Yeah. Or like, I want a cheeseburger and fries. Well, I'm going to upgrade you for free. I'm going to get you sweet potato fries. And you're like, I don't fucking want sweet potato fries.
Yeah, then they just lay it down there and don't say anything. Like, can I take it or no?
I don't know. Fucking do whatever you want. Yeah.
So, anyways, we can get on to some patrons' questions, but... That's been boiling inside of me for a little bit.
Probably felt good to get it out though.
Yeah, I really did. So if someone, and maybe we're wrong, maybe they do have this, it is more complicated than what we think. So anyone's in the rental car industry, let us know what's going on behind the scenes.
Absolutely can't be.
I mean, man on the moon.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Ryan. Put a man on the moon in 1969. We can't figure out the rental car industry. Yeah, now it is to the point now where I have more stress about getting a rental car than I do flying. Mm-hmm. It never used to be the case.
Mm-hmm. Floppy desk. What's something you always do when you visit a new city?
I walk into my hotel room, I whip open the blinds, and I put my foot up on the windowsill, and I say, this city.
It sounds like a bit. He does it. Every time we go somewhere.
Yeah. The best is when you can beat him to it.
Yep.
And then it kind of fucks with the rhythm a little bit. Then he just, his whole trip's thrown off.
When I go to a new city, I'm not like an explorer, you know? Like, I feel like talking to Charlie, he's like, oh, yeah, I saw that there's this nice walking path. And I went and looked at the scenery. And it's like, I just don't do that. For me, it's more so about finding a good place to eat.
Yeah.
I go to a new city. I like to look at the reviews and stuff, which is its own art in its own, because you're never going to find a Yelp review restaurant that's got 5 stars, because the only people that are reviewing restaurants are the people who had a bad time. Mm-hmm. Like, what have you ever been like, I had a great time, I'm going to go leave a Yelp review.
Right.
Well, and then at bars, like finding bars for Bellied Up, I've found too that you cannot trust 5-star reviews because it's just the locals spamming it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the owner was like, oh, I think we need to get more reviews.
Yeah,
so I'll
get you a free drink. For
pictures help a lot, you know, the vibes of the thing. And then usually anywhere between 3.8 and 4 stars seems to be like a good place to land on.
Yeah.
But I actually did this on this trip. I found a diner that was delicious. That was 4 stars right by our place. And they're like, how do we find this place? I'm like, well, it just, you know, you got to know how to look.
Yeah. Right by his place. How do we find it? Yeah, it's just like a block down.
We drove by it every day.
I have a rule on vacation. No chain restaurants.
Yeah. I've kind of started to adopt that.
Nothing you can get back home.
Yep. Yeah. Like if I'm in California and I've never been to In-N-Out, go to In-N-Out. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's a chain. But after that, no more In-N-Out.
Yeah. In Rome.
Yep.
Go to Olive Garden.
Yeah, it's mostly try new restaurants is the big one when I go to new cities.
Because
it is tough, though, when you do find one you like and you go back to that city, you kind of want to find something new, but you're like, I only go to this place when I'm here.
Right.
I know a great spot. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Does feel good when you recommend a spot like that. Someone goes to it and then they like it.
Yeah.
That's a good feeling.
There's a place in Minneapolis that I went to, and the manager knew who I was, knew I was the You Betcha guy, and was all, you know, I talked to him for a little bit, and I went back like 6, 7, 8 months later, and he remembered our interaction, and I remembered him. And so he hooked us up and got us like a free drinks or whatever, and it's like, okay, well, now I just want to go here every time.
Yeah, fucking free creme brulee.
Yeah, that's the great spot, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, Miles actually told me to come here because you would give free drinks. So I'll do a Long Island to start it out.
Long Island.
What's your most expensive drink? I'll just have
give
one
me your most expensive, most booze, most expensive.
I'll do a shot of your Macallan 40. Which, if you're wondering, I was at a restaurant, fancier restaurant, for one shot of Macallan 40 year was $750. So I try to convince people I was with to do credit card roulette. You know, but we didn't do
they
it.
Didn't take the bait. I'd have done it.
I'd have been so fucking out of that so fast.
I would have been too.
Yeehaw.
You're on vacation now.
And there's just two credit cards, his and mine, and like, I don't know, we know whose is whose, so who's gonna pick?
No, you have the, you hold it out like a stack of cards, let the server pick.
Well, so what you do though is you have the server start with the ones who don't have to pay, so it builds up the suspense. So the first one you throw down is out. Then it just comes down to the last two. It's more fun.
Oh. Yeehaw. How would you improve lawnmower technology?
More cup holders.
Yep.
Probably an iPad station. I can watch a show while I'm out there.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Auto steer.
It's all about the art.
AC seats.
AC seats. Oh, my God. I would like one that has a umbrella thing. So you can stay out of the sun for the ones that don't have a cab.
Yeah.
Built-in side cooler.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I mean, if you got a nice little compact one to put in between your legs, it's fine. But
I would like a way for, if you're bagging it, to not have to empty the bags.
Where you just like, or like pull a lever and it just dumps it out.
Yeah. Or something like that, where like you could just, maybe you got to build this into your property. You know, like, when they're dumping grain, don't they just put it in the ground and then it will, sometimes they just dump it through the bottom of the truck. I don't know much about farming. It goes in there and then they elevator or thing up into the storage.
Grain bin, yeah.
But just drive over a grate with a big bucket in there and you just press a lever and it dumps it all down in
there
and you can keep driving. Well,
make some pull behind baggers where you just pull a lever, it drops all the grass out. You pull it, it closes it up.
They don't work though if it's clogged. So it's always finicky.
Mm-hmm. Also, a way to mow wet grass without it getting clogged.
Yeah.
Fuck,
I don't know how will we figure that out.
Like a dryer system.
Yeah.
I mean, again, man on the moon.
I mean, simple, but I would like a few more seat adjustments. Maybe it'd be lean back a little bit. All lawnmower seats are just stay. You can move it forward, you can move it backwards. There's nothing with the incline or decline.
Not necessarily a lawnmower thing, but a trimmer. Why don't we just have a trimmer that's like a lawnmower that has little wheels on it that keeps it at a certain height? So you can put it up and down. Because it doesn't matter how much I trim, I'm still scalping the ground a couple times.
For sure.
So why don't we just have like a thing that just does the trimming duties that's on wheels that doesn't go too low? You can move it up and down and then you just walk around like a vacuum.
Well, the answer to that is because to extend the trimmer, you have to tap it and you'd have your things be too long. But all they got to do is make it so the trimmer wire comes out with a button instead.
Boom. Then it's like it's basically like a vacuum that you just walk along your fence with.
Yeah.
Or around your trees with. It's actually a pretty good idea.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. I think like
we could label it as the scalp free.
Yeah.
No scalping whatsoever.
take the tear-free model away from the big shampoo. Mm. I think like a Segway style lawnmower would be kind of sick.
They make standing mowers, but they're not like lean forward Segway style.
Yeah, no, I've seen like it's a big ass push mower that you stand on and stand behind, right?
Yeah.
Not a push mower.
You stand on it and then it's like a zero turn controls right in front of you like this.
Okay.
So they kind of have that.
So it's close. Like Segway, you have to lean to move. You're not leaning to move.
But he wants it like the old school manual mowers that just rotate and it cuts the grass.
Those are kind of sick. Like the spinning blade.
That'd be kind of cool. You're like, you're above the blade. Hopefully you don't fall off forwards.
Or imagine like one of those hoverboards that kids have, which is like, but it's a mower.
Yeah,
that would be kind of sick.
The easy way to get your kid out there.
Do they have like off-road hoverboards? Because that'd be a great way to push.
A Segway is pretty much that,
but like with no handles though. So like you can push mow on your hoverboard.
Oh, I'm sure someone's done that.
You think? Because those things aren't really—they're not strong enough to get you through grass.
Yeah, you get full battery on that baby. She got some power.
You get some big tires on that sucker. You could do some damage on it.
That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two fun facts. Shaq only scored 1 3-pointer.
Like his whole career?
Yeah, like I can say, I don't think I've ever seen him shoot a 3-pointer before.
Mm-hmm. So he only shot one or only ever made one?
Made one.
How many did he shoot?
I don't have that data.
Besides a free throw, I don't think I've ever seen him shoot a jumper.
Yeah, it's all post moves.
It's kind of wild, actually.
Mm-hmm. It's fun.
I imagine the crowd went wild when he made that. Can you Google it and see if we can find the video?
And it was probably like a blowout game. He was just fucking around.
Yeah, like was it last second, Jarrett, where he had to get the ball off, or was it like in rhythm?
Shaq's only 3-pointer is when he was really young, too.
Super skinny. Gotta add.
Fucking add.
Was with the Magic.
Oh, his last second. Whoa, bank shot.
Oh, not as cool.
That's pretty good.
Look at that shot.
It was so close to missing it, too. So one-handed. Ugly. Oh, my God.
Pure luck.
Mm-hmm.
That is an interesting fact.
Yeah, fun.
Well, it's more interesting than it was.
Okay.
No, it was fun to watch the video.
That was the only part that was fun.
Yeah.
You
also didn't have how many he attempted either.
Yeah, it was.
That would have been fun.
That was under.
That would have made him much more fun.
I'm sorry about that.
Just look it up quick. But.
All right. The U.S. government has 1.4 billion pounds of cheese surplus. It's all stored in the Cheese Cave in Missouri.
That's not real.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Google Cheese Cave in Missouri.
It was to combat rising inflation. President Carter intervened on behalf of America's dairy farmers. He raised the price of milk and used the Agricultural Act to stock the surplus stores.
So there's just cheese has just been aging in this cave since Carter?
Or they're continually stocking it?
There's the both.
So they're controlling the price of cheese by hoarding the supply.
Wow. Hundreds of feet below the ground.
Hundreds of thousands of pounds. And it's just American cheese.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild. That's so fun.
1.8 billion?
Billion pounds.
We are one hot day away from, where is this at?
Missouri.
Missouri cheese disaster.
It's in a cave.
You could bubble up. Oh,
yeah, like I did that math already.
Missouri cheese.
If you don't think I'm constantly wondering if we're going to have any sort of disaster again, this one I think is pretty good, unless all of a sudden
it erupts.
The earth cracks below and we got liquid hot magma. But then it's like we have the liquid hot magma disaster. Then we do the cheese.
We got. It's kind of inflation on dairy right now, isn't there? Why can't we open that baby up?
Well,
I don't know. I'm not. That's out of my
milk is expensive at the moment.
Yeah. Huh. So the government's just paying whoever owns this cave to just store at.
I guess
that might be the easiest money ever made.
Government contracts.
Yeah, we got to get a government contract.
We dig for oil.
Makes me think. What else are they storing 1.4 billion pounds of?
Gold.
Fort Knox. Yeah. They are.
Huh.
So I think that's maybe where I'd go in a zombie apocalypse.
Cheese cave.
I'd head right to the cheese cave.
Are you lactose?
I'd be so sick of cheese.
Would never shit.
Yeah, they say you'd be plugged up.
Hopefully it's right next door to a cracker factory.
Cracker underground cave. Cracker caves.
Yeah. The cracker caves next to the cheese cave next to the wine cellar. That is a life.
They call them the charcuterie caverns.
That's where I'm going. Straight to Missouri. I'm going to blow right past his bunker off of Highway 10 near Frazee.
Step at Ozarks.
And I'm just going to head right down to the Ozarks.
Scroll down a little bit. They got any more photos?
Ronald Reagan with Reagan. A block of cheese.
Okay, Wisconsinites are just rock hard.
But it's in Missouri, so they're kind of getting cucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're sitting in the corner just watching.
Cheese cuck.
Did we just what if this started causing if this news got out on TikTok? Just started causing riots in Wisconsin. Give us back our cheese.
We're gonna have a storm area 51 2.0, but it's gonna be storm the cheese cave.
You know what they should do? They should put a restaurant above it and call it the Cheese Cave Factory.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, that's
and it's the same idea. Menu as Cheesecake Factory, just it's all cheese based.
Yeah,
it's a little meals.
Cheesy. Yeah, it does sound a little cheesy.
Yeah,
fascinating. Well,
got milk,
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, there you go.
Nothing's real,
mm-hmm.
It's all just whatever the government decides.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Gotta get that contract.
Got to get a contract of some sort. So maybe I'll just start. I'll build a cave, mm-hmm. And then we can fill it in later.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
So hey, we got
you. Build the cave, and the government will come.
Yep.
Quite literally, they'll
come. I'm gonna come. No.
Do not come. Do not come.
I'm gonna come. Well, is that it, Jared?
Yep.
Well, guys, thanks for tuning in to another episode of You Betcha Radio Podcast. May your cheese be caved up. And your wife think you're impressive somehow.
Yeah, yeah. Let's hope so.
Cheers, Ryan.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.